It's that Lesson Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say...
Podium setup. Yeah, gold, silver and bronze. Each one's about a metre wide. When I've had a really good day at work, I come home, stand on the gold and go have a beer. And if it's a really bad day, I go to the bronze.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
What a cracking Monday night. You're with Triple M. You're with Tom and Ollie. We're taking you through to 10 o'clock and we're the comedian's second home, Ollie.
Sure are, Tom.
Oh, Ursula Carlson's going to be coming in here in about half an hour's time. I love her. She's the best.
She's good fun, Tom. Look, I'm in a good mood as well. I just had a lovely burger, which I found, you know, filling, a bit cheeky, indulgent. Yep. But I looked over at you and you had chosen to have plain dry poached chicken and some cold broccoli and sweet potato.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No. You see what it is? It's beast mode activated.
Really? You can't tell.
I need to get.
I mean, was that you bulking?
Yeah, no, it's me. It's me doing my gym workout.
Couldn't
you know?
That chicken have at least, mode. I don't know, some salt or pepper?
Nah, you don't need it. Beast mode activated.
All right.
You know?
If it was me, I'd be sad. But hey, look, you're making it work. You seem like it's done the trick.
Beast.
Or was that the can of Coke?
Mode. Oh, then I did have a can of Coke.
Yeah, so how does that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Didn't head to the gym today either.
Tom, we're going to get to the biggest news of the day, the week, maybe the year, which is the cricket scandal.
Oh, no.
We won't cover it in the same way that probably every other show has.
Nope.
I know a guy called Steve Smith who's been caught up in the whole scandal.
But Ollie, up next... After Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Ollie, I've been seeing this new boy.
Yeah.
His name's Seth.
Seth Green?
We've already... No, it's not Seth Green.
All right, what's his name?
It's just Seth.
Seth.
Seth Brown. Look,
he's homeless.
Okay, he lives in a hostel. Get over it. Okay. I mean, I've said that there's some red flags there before. Yes, he's living in a hostel. He comes from the US.
Is there more red flags?
Ollie, I've found out a new red flag. It was from the weekend. I'll tell you about it up next. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Gunners with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. We're also the comedian's second home, and Ursula Carlson will be in here very soon. She's got a brand new show. It's called Studies Have Shown. It's touring around the country, and I just can't wait to meet her because she is very funny and very amazing.
Now, Tom, come clean, because you've just told everyone that you have a new boyfriend, which we know.
No, stop making it official.
Okay.
I'm seeing this dude.
Okay, you're seeing a guy,
yep.
But there are red flags.
Well, we've already discussed a couple of the red flags, haven't we, Ollie?
Yeah, the fact he's homeless. I mean, you say he's in a hostel.
He's not homeless.
That, to me, is secondary or tertiary homelessness, which is where you don't have a place to live that's permanent.
He's trying to get residency here, Ollie, so he's living in a hostel at the moment.
Is that why he wants to be with you? Has he proposed?
Well, maybe he has. Oh.
Visa stuff.
Well, I would have thought about that before going away on the weekend with him.
Yeah, he went away.
So we went away for the weekend. Nice romantic getaway. Bridge Road Brewers invited me up.
Yeah.
Come up, have some free beer, have some free accommodation. I'm like, sure.
Well, you're an influencer now. You're a social media influencer.
I am an influencer.
And so they saw star power
exactly.
And they got you.
And so when I say buy Bridge Road beer, you know, their pale ale is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, they've
that's got to be illegal, but
they've won.
Sure.
You know? Well, that's not illegal because I'm just saying go buy beer, you know?
I would be saying go buy VB.
It got to the first night, right? And Seth and I, this guy that I've been seeing, having a couple of beers, and it got to the discussion of like, oh, by the way, Seth, you're American, right? You grew up in America. Of course, we had the recent election.
Yes, I am, Tom. Yes, I am.
And I went, because I asked him previously, do you like guns and stuff? He's like, actually, yeah, I do like guns. So when it got to that evening, I went, Seth, who did you vote for, by the way, in the election?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. You are dating a Trump supporter.
Ollie, I hate to say it, but this new guy that I've been seeing voted for Trump.
Oh. That is the reddest flag I've ever seen. That is bigger than Mao Zedong's flag in China for any communist party. And Big Mao would be appalled. That is a disgusting red flag.
Can you believe it?
You believe it, my friend?
I couldn't believe
it. Were you like, did your chin just hit the table?
Well, I didn't want to be, over the top. I did start running. I stopped myself and went, no, go back to the table.
I've had four beers. I feel a bit bloated. I'll go back to the table.
I'll go back to the table. I'll ask him why. So I'm like, hang on.
Let me just say this. So yep. I'll be him, yep. And I want you to give your action. So,
yep. Okay.
Like, wow, funny you asked, Tom. I did vote Trump.
Oh, did you? Okay. So hang on, but why did you vote Trump?
So how is he? Is he like, yeah, man, of course? Or is he like, look, it's bad, but...
He said, I was waiting for this question.
Yeah,
I was waiting for when this was going to come up.
Yeah.
And I went, why didn't you vote for Hillary? He's like, no, Hillary's a bitch. Like, no, she's a slimy, slimy, slimy bitch. He's from Colorado.
Okay. Okay. So that's kind of
which is
north.
A blue state. Yeah. Yeah. So it was interesting. I'm like, well, and he's like, and that's why my vote didn't count, you know, where are Hillary states.
And like, not a lot of Mexicans there.
No, not a lot.
So, not a huge reason to be motivated by.
Well, I said, do you believe in this stuff? Like, he says he wants to build a wall and stuff, and he's like, yeah, no, I never thought.
Oh, you're saying Seth said that?
No. He's like, yeah, I don't believe in that. You know, I don't believe in that. I just think that he needs to shut his mouth. And I'm like, yeah, well, he really does. So I think he needs to shut his mouth.
He voted Republican more than Trump. Is that what you're saying?
Nah, he voted Trump.
He likes Trump.
He then showed me photos from his Facebook where one of his best friends is wearing the Make America Great Again hat.
Get out. You need to ditch this loser.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Mate, well, this is what
I
thought.
You're dating a Trump supporter. Well, surely you feel sick inside.
No. I feel torn. I feel torn up. I don't know what I should do. So this is why I'm going to need your help. Look, can we put it to the phones, Ollie? 133353. You're dating someone that has different political views.
Oh.
Because I like this idea of maybe you're married to this person,
yep.
And you just simply cannot agree on politics. Because how's that going to go down at the dinner table? You can't talk about the day's affairs. Otherwise, you just get into a stupid arguing match for the whole thing.
Maybe it's a thing where it's just like, I vote Liberal, she votes Labor, and then we don't talk about it.
Well, maybe that's the case. 133353, are you in a relationship with someone who has different political views? Can it happen? Because at the moment, I'm trying to make a decision whether I can, seeing this guy or not.
Also, pitch in on Tom's personal life. Should he just ditch Seth because he's a Trump supporter, or should he stick with him?
No, we don't need that. I want to know if you're in a relationship with different political views. 133353. Give us a call. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
You're racist now. You're racist.
We have questions. Stop it. Faith No More, Ashes to Ashes, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Comedian Second Home as well as Ursula Carlson will be coming in here in about 15 minutes' time. Of course, she's South African. We'll have to find out what she thinks about this whole ball tampering fiasco.
What's Ursula's hot take? We'll get to that. But Tom, before we get to it.
Do we have to say alleged ball tampering?
Oh, no, there's photos out there. It's confirmed.
I'll say alleged.
I'm confirming it.
I'll say allegedly.
I'm breaking it right now.
I'll say allegedly.
Well, Tom, it's alleged or confirmed that you and your boyfriend are a pair of racists and you hate you hate immigrants, Middle East, and you also want to build a wall because your boyfriend you're dating is a Trump supporter. And it's disgusting and you must hate yourself.
Shut up. No, it's fine. We had a good discussion about it. But yeah, we're getting to know each other. It's probably the third week of knowing each other. We went away for the weekend up to Beechworth. Thank you, Bridge Road Brewers.
Their beer. Did you tell him that you vote Greens? So you're equally disgusted at you?
I did. No, he...
As Big Mal would say, not washing yourself, you big commie.
He actually... he doesn't know anything about Australian politics.
So he's a Trump supporter and he's dumb. What a catch.
Well, I want to know on 133353. I want to know: can you be in a relationship with someone of opposite political ideas from
diametrically opposed political views? It'd be a fun dinner table around election time, that's for sure.
Mm. Hey, Neil.
Good
mate. Welcome to the show. What's your situation at home in terms of politics and partners?
Oh, mate, love the show. By the way,
thanks, Neil.
We've been together 13 years and we actually have different opinions on everything. And then I'm a Trump supporter.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, put it. Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Do you want to date Tom's boyfriend as well? Probably
not. I'm not sure this last decision's all good. But everybody's got to be aware of what goes on around the world. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, why do you follow the path of something that's gone wrong elsewhere?
Yeah, sure. But how does it work at home? If you guys are opposed at either end, how does it work?
Yeah, we just more argue than discuss.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But there's never no fights or nothing like that.
Yeah, okay.
We're totally different opinions. We cannot agree at all, even in Australian politics. We just cannot agree.
Are you loving some Pauline Hanson and she's hating it?
I like Pauline Hanson and she hates it.
Hang up on him!
Yeah, so, it's a double hit, yeah.
Good. So does your wife ever just go, what is wrong with you, or how does she deal with you?
Oh, no, she just says her own opinion. Listen, she's yelling in the back, yeah. She hates Pauline. She didn't want to get on, but yeah. She's
like,
yeah. She's giving it to me now, but yeah, it's all good at the end of the day.
It's a fun household.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Kathleen, what's your issue at home with politics and partners?
Well, look, I am pretty much Labor. I've been Labor since I was a teenager, before I could even vote. And I'm dating someone that's very conservative, who's got a Donald Trump keyring on his keys and everything.
Oh, God.
Kathleen, for Tom, it's been a red flag for his partner. Was it a red flag for you early on?
No, because he's whip smart and we have mad political discussions and it's kind of cool to be challenged. I kind of like it.
Okay. So you're happy to open the discussion at home? There's no kind of shying away from it?
No, not at all. We actually have this sort of unwritten rule that we like each other just as much at the end of a debate than we do at the start, and it seems to be working.
Rules can be broken, though, if the debate goes wrong. But, Kathleen, does that mean you have certain values that you both just must agree upon regardless of politics?
Yeah, I think, you know, stuff like, men and women, you know, we're equal, aren't we? Yeah. Okay, glad I sorted that out. So really basic fundamentals are definitely there, but there's just so much that we disagree on. But, it's healthy.
Can you give us one thing that you probably disagree upon? Can you give us an example of that?
Well, gun ownership is a really big one. I'm a big fan of not having guns in the house. You know, guns are a military thing, and he wants to buy a gun one day, and that's a big discussion point that we have. And I'm gonna keep at it, you know.
Kathleen, it's happening in my world. Seth, this guy that I'm seeing, he also is a big gun supporter, so there's no swaying those gun supporters, are there?
It's pretty tricky. It's more of just like letting them know that you get why they want to do it, but just throwing numbers at them that kind of
diametrically... Oh, no, I just say, you're an idiot and you shouldn't agree with me and you should go away.
But, Kathleen, the issue for Tom now is that I reckon you're going to find yourself drifting towards his point of view. Kathleen, have you found that where you go, oh, my God, I'm becoming more conservative?
No, I'm a journalist, so I have to be middle of the ground on so many things. So I'm used to having to, toy with that idea.
Okay, wow,
that's good for you,
sense.
Kathleen. Whereas Tom's brain is putty, and anything that goes in his head can change it at any moment, and he has no firm beliefs. So.
Oh, I really do want to build a wall between you and me right now, I can tell you that. 133353, I want to know, what's it like at home in terms of partners and politics? Can you live with someone who disagrees with you?
Or can you come together?
Tom and Ollie, Triple M, good. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Ursula Carlson is in the building. Can't wait to meet her. Comedian's second home. She's touring around the country.
Oh, you haven't met? Cool, man. I've met her.
Have you? Okay, cool, mate. Come Together, the Beatles, which is very fitting now, as you are on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions, and the question we're asking is, can you date someone with opposing political views? Seeing this new guy, Seth, and he tells me he's a Trump supporter, or a Trump voter, I should even say.
Yeah.
He's from the States, Ollie, and he voted for Trump.
He's got a hat.
He doesn't. I don't think he has a hat.
Well, you said he had a truck with it written on it, so he's probably got a hat. If he's got a truck that says "Make America Great Again," he's probably got a hat.
Actually, he had to go out hat shopping the other day. Maybe he was hat shopping because he didn't want to wear his Trump supporting hat in front of me.
Anyway, Tom, it's tough stuff. If I was you, I'd be running away. But look, you're a stronger man than me, and maybe you're a bit more flexible.
You know, I hate running.
You hate running as much as you, or more than you hate Trump supporters.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, mate. What do you reckon about this? Can you date someone with opposing political views?
Yeah, why not? I reckon you should go and vote. Marry first. Sounds like a pop bloke. Not my style, but yeah, sounds like a pop bloke.
All right, you're endorsing Tom's new partner, Seth. That's good. How's it work at your home?
Well, my partner and I have very opposing political views. One, her family member is a Green supporter. Ooh. And I hate the Greens that much that during election time, I drive around running over their signs.
You run over their signs? What kind of psycho are you, Travis?
One with a four-wheel drive, so watch out.
The four-wheel drive and a penchant for breaking the law.
It's not breaking the law. They were just on the road.
But so idiotic.
So, okay. So, I mean, that's what you do on the streets. How do you go discussing the issues at the dinner table? Or are you more of a driver?
Let's just say things get thrown at my head when we get into a discussion about politics.
Oh, my God. So is it just like a steer clear of it no matter what?
That's what it should be, but I never listen to myself and always put my foot in my mouth and start an argument because,
So, Tom, you're worried here.
The Greens are silly.
You're worried here, Tom, because Travis is agreeing with you and saying your partner's great.
Yeah.
And you've just heard what he does in his spare time.
Oh, no, he sounds like a top bloke.
He sounds really good. He's next on your list to date.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. Have you ever heard of
this? Sorry. Yeah, no, you go. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the saying that when two people agree in a conversation, one of them's redundant?
Mm.
What that basically means is you can have opposing views, and you can just accept and say, well, we agree to disagree. Your view is valid, and my view is valid, and if we don't agree, well, that's fine.
Yeah, it's a nice little bow you put on it there. But I think with the politics stuff, I mean, there's usually a deep value system that's clashing here. What do you reckon about that?
Well, I don't think it's any different from, say, religion. I mean, I'm an atheist and my wife's a Buddhist, and I think the practice of, you know, her practice of Buddhism is crazy, but I just respect what she thinks, and I go along with it, you know?
Okay. Well, that's a nice little open-minded attitude there.
Jeff, I just don't know if I can agree with you, though, in doing...
Because then someone's redundant.
And that's, exactly.
Is it Tom? Is it Jeff? I'd say it's Tom.
Oh, it doesn't really matter, does it? Ursula Carlson up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We are the comedian's second home, Tom.
That we are.
It's been happening for weeks now. We've just been flooding the studio with comedians. And that's why I want to say welcome to the studio to Ursula Carlson. Hello, Ursula.
God. Hello, boys. How's it going?
Oh, my God.
That explains a lot about the smell in the studio.
Yes,
you've been flooding it with comedians. Yeah. I could smell the despair.
Not enough showers happening amongst your group.
Yeah.
Now, get comfortable because we're going to play some baby animals here, Ursula, but we're going to have a chat all things comedy up next. Hopefully sell some tickets to your show and ours. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that'd be good. Well, can we sell tickets to both? Is that okay?
Yeah, I've got a few left.
we've got a lot left.
We've got a lot left.
All right, we're the young and yang.
Sir, Ursula Carlson, stick around. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Tonight, baby animals. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We'll get into this whole ball tampering fiasco very soon, especially because we have Ursula Carlson in the studio, South African, New Zealander, funny chick. You're awesome. And thank you for coming in.
And a bit of a fast bowler myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not a spin bowler. Coming You're over. Medium, no, no. Fast.
Yeah, fast, over the wicket.
Would you ever tamper with a ball?
No, I wouldn't.
No, because you've got morals.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we'll get to that stuff pretty soon because we've got it. Tom is not across even what the tampering's about or why you would tamper with
the ball. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
But let's talk comedy. I mean, what a great time it is across the country. Melbourne, though, is having their International Comedy Festival.
Yeah,
it
starts on Wednesday officially.
Oh, so close.
Don't say that because we have only just finished writing our sketch comedy show. So.
Look, no, I'm sure it's going to be good fun because, you know, diamonds are made under pressure.
Oh, good.
That's how that works. You want to leave it till the last minute.
Good.
Yeah.
Is your show last minute at all?
No, mine's properly prepared and polished and ready for the audience because I respect my audience. I'd spend a lot of money on my show and, you know, I want to give them the best I possibly can.
Oh, sure.
I mean, the
audience spends less money on our show though, so we respect them half as much probably.
Yeah, well, there you go. Tickets. And you split the money. So that's, that's actually, you shouldn't worry about your audience.
Well, we're not going to split it. Well, we'll split the debt. Because we're not going to make any money, are we?
I see,
You're not going to make any money from our little show.
Hopefully we will. Your show is called Studies Have Shown.
Yes.
I've heard a bit about this, but it's a great little concept that just is tapping into all those ridiculous studies.
Yeah, this show can literally go for years and years and years and never be the same because it keeps changing.
Well, we heard one, Tom, with producer Belle. She said that a can of Coke can increase your chances of infertility by
10%. Well, apparently. There you go. Were you putting the can of Coke in that Evans?
Yeah. No, well,
this is the most ridiculous
results
one.
Results may vary.
I'm sounding with Coke.
Yeah. The weirdest one I found was the effects of cocaine on honeybees. Okay. And I'm like, who's cutting in a honeybee? Who's got extra coke left over? How high are you as a researcher go, you know what we need to look into?
Yeah, and can they even get it in their nose? Or
I didn't even know a bee had nostrils.
No, I wouldn't like, think
how
so.
Do you cut Is that it? How you do it?
I don't. Well, you got to get in there somehow. Yeah. Well, could they eat it?
Possibly, I guess.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know, but it doesn't smack of consent, you know? Like, no. How would a bee know?
Do they smack of smack?
Yeah.
You
know all of a sudden, here's this honeybee with a lot of confidence and boat shoes and tight blue jeans working in advertising, wondering what's happened to my life.
But pollen's everywhere.
Yeah. You know?
Flowers are pollinating voraciously.
Yeah. Well, they can't pollinate, though, can they?
They can't.
Yeah.
Bit hard to function.
They're trying a lot, but they can't actually pollinate. They can't, you
know.
Is
that a feature?
I don't know.
It sounds like you know.
I don't know what you're talking. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, bee farmer over here.
I don't mind my bees. Not the birds, just the bees.
Bee's dick, you could say. Like you, Tom?
Yeah. What?
What?
Well, you know, it's not.
Oh, mate, come on. We've got Ashley Carlson in here, mate. Don't go swearing. Jesus Christ.
This is a Christian show.
This is a Christian show. We love Jesus.
Yeah.
We love Jesus.
I've heard that.
So apart from the studies, is the show anything, you're getting into personal stuff? Or are you kind of keeping it all about these studies?
No, you know what? I just tell jokes. There's nothing, if you come to my show, we're just going to have a laugh for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's nothing deep that you can learn from me. You're not going to walk out there and go, wow, I have changed things. Nothing will change. You're just going to laugh and have a beer and then you're going to go home.
So you're not Tony Robbins or anything like
that? Nothing. No. Nothing. You know, nothing super sad. I'm not even doing a show about my dead dad or anything. It's
really?
Just jokes.
Is it hard to be funny when there's no serious stuff involved?
No, I actually find it quite easy. Quite easy, actually. Yeah.
If only we could have you in our show, that'd be much better.
Good tip, though, writing jokes.
Just be funny.
Yeah, just be
funny. I find humour in a comedy because comedy, I feel, sort of sums that up. Yeah.
Humour.
Try and put some comedy in that
show. Okay. I'm going to get a pen out.
Yeah.
Because our show's on Thursday and I'm keen to get some laughs.
Yeah.
Well, the show's touring around the country. It's called Studies Have Shown. For complete tour and ticket information, visit livenation.com.au. That's not it, though, Ursula Carlson. We'd love for you to stick around. We want your opinion on this ball tampering fiasco from Australia.
Here.
You're a big
I'm
cricket
here.
Fan.
I am a big cricket fan. I lived through the whole Hansi Cronje saga and what happened to him with the cheating and, you know, and yeah.
You're riled up.
I am.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
All right.
We can hear it as well.
Yeah.
You riled up?
Yeah. I am worked up, mate.
Well, don't go anywhere because Ursula Carlson's going to dish the gossip.
I'm scratching my own ball right now.
On her foreign opinion about the ball tampering scandal.
This is the police. Every breath you take. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Every breath you take. The police. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. The comedian's second home. Ursula Carlson's in here. Thank you for sticking around, Ursula, and your show. Can't wait to see it. It's called Studies Have Shown. For complete tour and ticket information, visit livenation.com.au. I'm sure you're selling out already and stuff around the country.
Yeah. I'm doing well. My mum's real proud. I've added an extra show at Melbourne Town Hall.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So there's some fresh tickets for people to get their mitts on.
Nice. Great. If we've got a festival pass, can we come see the show or?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I mean, you're going to have to work the venue, you know, because that's how we work it. Like, we give Usher the night off and you have to get in there. But
Oh, yeah, we can work.
Big
we'll
smile. Big smile and a big... you know.
Yeah. Fall from the front, please.
Now, let's talk the hot news, guys. Cricket is everywhere.
Oh,
people are calling it a national day of shame.
Yeah.
After, Tom, you're not across this, but Steve Smith, the captain of the cricket team, of our team, and his young bowler, what's his name?
Cameron Bancroft.
Was caught. What was he doing, Ursula? Do you know what he did?
Well, he was tampering with the ball. He was trying to age the ball. So, you know, it can take some wickets up early in the innings. But, you know, I think it's higher than them. I think it came from coach. I'm just going to say
okay.
I think it came from the coaches.
Lehman.
Yeah.
And above.
Now, well, you could see his eyes when he saw it on the camera because, of course, they don't know that they zoomed in on his pants. And
right.
And you could see his eyes with sheer panic. It's like, you know, when you lead a... sneaky fart go, and then that's the eyes he was making.
Now Tom's wondering why you'd age some balls, and you know there are reasons for that, Tom. Mainly because, am I right in saying this, Sod, that you can get more swing in the ball if if it's got a rough edge, the air will catch it. So there's been a history of this stuff.
It affects the bounce and everything.
Yeah. So in the past, I mean, teams have been, you know, hauled over hot coals for this.
In South Africa, they got called out earlier. I think late last year they got called out.
Yeah, or 2 years ago maybe.
Yeah, with De Villiers, was it? Just, you know, rubbing some peppermint on the ball.
Yeah, and mint to make it slippery.
Really?
Yeah.
So
it's bad
stuff. People saying, Steve Smith has stepped down from the coaching, from the captaincy.
He's gone.
As has the vice captain, Warner. Mm. Is that enough, in
your
opinion?
Yeah, because Warner, I think, was also implicated in the strapping and said there was sandpaper and the glass, you know.
Yeah, and you're saying that allegedly there's more to it than what we know.
I reckon it's bigger. Like, look, sport, there's always going to be a bit of fiddling and a bit of, you know.
Mm. That's the part of sport that I like, the fiddling.
Yeah, the bit of fiddling. The dressing room fiddling.
It's good, yeah.
No, but even Mark Richardson, who used to play for New Zealand, said, he used to tamper with the ball when he played just provincial, you know. He goes, it's quite commonplace to try and get the ball a bit rougher or to try and...
Yeah. Didn't mind a tamper. Yeah. Love the tamper.
Yeah.
Just for here and there.
But I think it's more common than we know. I think it's only now that the cameras are so zoomy and there's so many different cameras and even drones and stuff that we're more aware of it. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, I never knew they used to spin on the field when they played rugby. And then all of a sudden I go, why do all these guys spit? Why is the phlegm problem getting worse as I'm getting older? But then I realise just because the cameras are getting bigger. They always used to spin.
It's a generational thing, isn't it? It's really changing.
Yeah, yeah.
How's this though, guys? Because Steve Smith has stood down and he's copped a lot of hate on Twitter. But I've got a mate called Steve Smith, right? And this article has gone up in the Daily Mail UK.
Yeah.
My mate was getting abused on Twitter because people thought he was Steve Smith.
I saw that on the news.
Yeah, so he's writing about, he's going, I'm getting tweets like this. Steve Smith, I don't care how good a batsman you are. Cricket Australia should never allow you to cricket on the pitch again. Ever again, you absolute scumbag.
Oh, sorry. I'm just playing PlayStation at
He's
home.
Just
I
a journalist.
Any of that.
Look, you'd be scared if that's your name, Steve Smith, and you're ordering Uber Eats.
I know.
And then the guy at the restaurant go, is that Steve Smith? He's gonna spit in your food.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's a common name, Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Is there a Steve Smith listening right now? Maybe you've had a bad day, like my
this
mate,
be good.
Stevie Smith. He's had a tough one. But 133353, maybe you're the real Steve Smith who is stepping down. Yeah. Or you're a different Steve Smith.
That'd be
I don't know
good.
If you guys are ready. I mean, I don't know you well, but I feel like we're not prepared.
Especially you just put it out there and you hope for the best. Yeah. You know?
We're great at interviewing. Thank you very much.
No, I'm sure you are. I just feel like something of this calibre.
Yeah.
We should at least be sitting in a room with that where they're not well lit. No. You know when you interview someone that intensely, not well lit. Yeah,
they're backlit.
Yeah, there's too much lights in this studio.
He won't call. Get the lights down, guys.
Yeah.
Steve
get
won't
the lights
call.
Down. Hey, you need to sit real close.
133353. Are you a Steve Smith and you're having a bad day? Give us a call if you are.
Or a good day. Just any Steve Smith, Tom. Okay, don't make it too hard.
We just want a Steve Smith?
Just Steve Smith.
We just want to speak to Steve Smith?
Yeah.
Okay, 133353. Jump on that phone. If your name's Steve Smith, we want to have a chat. Ursula Carlson's going to stick around.
And I won't call you an absolute scumbag like these guys are called on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll be nice.
Just contain it, mate. This is Lenny Kravitz, Always on the Run. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Always on the Run, Lenny Kravitz, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll play the game How Triple M Are You very soon, see if I can keep my job, but we're the comedian's second home, and Ursula Carlson's in here. Thanks for sticking around, Ursula.
No worries.
Good to have you in.
It's Monday, and I've got nothing else.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
and
good.
You've locked the doors, so I can't get out.
We literally have locked the doors, and we will let you go when we want to let you go.
Awesome. Thanks,
guys, the comedy is taking a sideline because the cricket is obviously far more important right now. It's a day of national shame.
It is. National pride is on the line, isn't it?
Yeah. And
it's like the right things need to happen now.
Yeah. You probably don't feel any, you know, pride in Australia. You hate us. You're from South Africa.
I'm South African,
so, and New Zealand as well, so it's like,
yeah,
you know, you've
a double
whole,
whammy.
Yeah,
yeah,
you got the whole thing.
So, you know.
And I don't like Vegemite. Yeah, I said it. I'm lashing out now.
I don't know what you're doing.
Actually,
here.
I prefer
Next thing
Vegemite.
You say, you'll hate Shane Warne.
I do.
Oh, my God. Now
he has devastated South African
cricket. I hope you don't hate Steve Smith because, well, maybe you do after today's results. He stood down. He's been, harassed, he's been abused online, and you could say rightly so.
Yeah. Well,
No one needs to be abused. He needed to not be a dick. Yeah. You know, as soon as it happened, it just went, well, it is what it is. Kind of scenario.
Yeah, he didn't own it, did he?
He should have taken ownership of that and gone, you know what, I made a huge balls up and I'm ever so sorry. Mm. I'm happy to step down as captain if Australia can still see me in the cricket team. I'd love to do that. And I'm sure that would have been fine.
Well, Ashley, you were doubting our ability as a show to get Steve Smith.
Yeah.
But we put it out there on 133.53.
Yeah.
And you'll be shocked to know that we've managed to secure the one and only Steve Smith.
Oh, my God, wow. Steve Smith, you're on the phone. Good evening.
Good evening, Tom and Ollie. Thanks for having us on.
Mate, rough day for you.
Yeah, it's been a difficult moment. You know, obviously, totally shameful of the incident. You know, my only concern is that, you know, where's the coach in all this? I've taken a fair rap for the team. just wondering what Boop's doing.
Tom, don't question it. This is the real deal. Well, okay. So, I mean, Steve, do you have to accept that you did yourself, well, you have to own it. You're the captain.
Yeah, I put my hand up and I faced the press and I spoke to the umpires on the day.
Yeah.
Had to take the scapegoat in the young bloke, Beecroft, that came on board.
Bancroft,
and unfortunately, Steve, we look like dickheads.
Steve, I just want to know, what did you do with a piece of tape? Did you get it out of your undies or?
Well, to be honest, it's about the only bit of sporting memorabilia that my kids might want to look at down the track. For the greatest show in Australian cricket future.
You're getting that framed, are you?
Yeah, I think I will. It won't require a lot. An old Winfield packet of cigarettes might do the trick.
Steve, just to confirm, I mean, you are the Steve Smith. You're not like an accountant at some firm, are you?
No, I'm actually personal trainer, my therapist at the moment, just working on one of my star cricketers who's just told me how he failed in his grand final.
Hang on. So you're not the Steve Smith?
Mm. Oh, no, sorry. The cricketer.
Well, mate, you held up well under fire there.
How has the day been for you, though? Steve Smith, that is your actual name, Steve Smith, but you're not the Steve Smith.
It is not the Steve Smith cricketer, no. But it's been one of those days where I look at American Dad, the Steve Smith character in that. He must be struggling at the moment. I feel for him.
Have you had any abuse, though, today, Steve Smith?
I've actually just stayed in the four walls at work.
Yeah.
Too scary out there.
As a myotherapist.
That's it.
Are you doing good work then?
Working with bums.
Yeah, good.
Working with bums.
Okay, well, that's fun.
Won't ask.
Thank you very much, Steve Smith, for joining us. I can't believe
good
that.
Good luck.
What a horrible day it must be for him.
I take it all back.
There you go.
You guys nailed it.
That's an exclusive. That's an exclusive with Steve
Smith.
This is
going to be played over and over and over again.
Mate, it's going to be taken around the world.
Mate, the regional stations are going to be playing this.
You want to clear the lines for ESPN on this?
I reckon. They're going to be calling.
My phone's buzzing right now. Actually, I've got to go.
Say hi to your mum.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, yeah, baby. That big second hour. Ursula Carlson's still here. Hey. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for hanging out tonight, by the way.
No worries. I know you guys asked me about 10 minutes ago to leave, but I like it here.
We just said there's the door. We didn't say you have to leave.
No. Well, you did throw my handbag out.
but we just didn't
follow that.
It had bad juju. You know, I didn't like the juju.
Look, just because my vibrator went off, I didn't know the battery was connected.
Wow, it's not naughty after nine yet, Ursula Carlson.
I'm sorry, what time is it? I'm a different time zone.
It's only 8 o'clock
you
now.
See,
mate.
But I'm in the future in New Zealand when it's 10 o'clock. So
you think you're in the future with a female prime minister. You got it all worked out over there, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well done.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's actually all really right. Good.
Should we call it?
It's time for you to go, mate.
All right, mate.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, but we've had a good time.
The show is Studies Have Shown. For complete tour and ticket information, visit livenation.com.au. Any last words? I mean, not that, I know that that's usually what villains would say when they kill someone.
Yeah,
I just
put the knife down.
any last words?
What I want to say is if you're considering going to the comedy festival, take the booklet, go see the people you really want to see, and then pick three names of people you've never seen. No, not you guys. Never seen or never heard of, and take a punt and go and see them.
Yeah, bravo. That's good. Yeah. That's good stuff. Because it's so much harder for an unknown person to make you laugh, and if they can make you laugh, they're very good.
Yeah,
give the small guys a go. I don't mean Tom. Just means small names.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, Ursula.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
It was an absolute pleasure. Up next, we're going to be doing a public service announcement for tall people.
Well, from tall people.
From tall people.
A chance, if you're tall, a chance up next for you to get your message out there once and for all.
Okay. I'm sticking around.
Well, because you're short.
Shut up, mate. This is Mondo Rock. Come, said the boy. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Shut up. Come, said the boy, Mondo Rock, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll play that game, How Triple M Are You, very soon. Hopefully I can keep my job. It's you v. me with Triple M music. That's how it goes.
Tom, a lot of fans online on Tom and Ollie on Facebook saying, where were you guys on Thursday?
No, they weren't. It was like one person.
Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart was asking where were we, and it's obviously because the footy's on the Thursday night.
Clarifying. If you're wondering where we were, the footy takes precedence.
Where are we this Thursday night?
For some reason. We're also not there because the footy and the rugby is on, but also we're doing a show. Is that what you're asking me?
Is the footy on everywhere this Thursday night?
I believe that's why we're not doing a show, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's not because we have a comedy festival show that we're performing in down in Melbourne, and you can grab tickets if you search Tom and Ollie at comedyfestival.com.au.
Tom, I want to use the radio now for what you would call a PSA, a public service announcement, but it's not from me, it's from tall people. Because we've got a mate, Matt.
Oh,
we both know it's very tall.
Tall Matt, big cat.
Now, we were at a festival over the weekend, and it wasn't even like a party festival. It was like it was called the Peninsula Picnic. Oh. So it was like just a bit of a swanky wine and food festival.
Who played at that?
John Butler was the headline, and then there was like the Waifs. So
Jack Johnson was there in his guitar, and Donovan Frankenrider. You were all going, chill out, bro.
Well,
just hang out.
You're pretty spot on, except they're all really? Australian bands. Oh, so, okay. You know, Jack Johnson, but the Aussie version is John Butler.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is not a party.
We got on our surfboards and hanged 10.
With a lot of kids, though. A lot of kids, a lot of rich families hanging around. Yeah. Not a crazy vibe. And yet, I've got Matt on the phone now to tell it himself. But Matt, you would agree that festival wasn't a crazy party zone, was it?
Oh, lads, no, it was a pretty tame music festival.
Yeah, okay. And yet you still found yourself being harassed by a number of girls, and what were they asking for?
Well, for me, concerts are hard enough. Just crowds, big guy, you don't like standing in front of people, but I want to get up the front.
Yeah.
And man, just to make it worse, to make me bigger, all these girls want to go on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And it's like, mate, it's John Butler. He's playing 12-minute Ocean. It's just him finger-picking. It's not like a get-on-my-shoulders moment, is it?
It's just, they just see me, they want to climb me. It's just, I'd like to be up there.
Man, I saw this play out, and I'm used to it at, you know, more of a raging festival, but I saw it play out in just a strange spot in time, and I thought you must have a number of scenarios in life where being tall, you want to just say, everyone, look, here's the deal.
Definitely. Yep. There's definitely some frustrations. Obviously, people who's asking about play basketball and how the weather is. But probably one of the most frustrating ones. I'm always like, I'm tall. And they're like, oh, my cousin's really tall. Oh, I dated a guy that was tall. My son's really tall. And I was like, how tall are you? Oh, I'm 6'8". I was like, oh, he's 6'9". always just one up. I could say I'm 7'5". They'd be like, oh, he's 7'6". Just they would always one up me.
Well, maybe we should do a bit of a public service announcement from tall people. How about we do that?
Yeah,
please.
I feel like, Matt, you've probably covered off one of the biggest ones there. But this is a great chance to use the radio here, 133353. If you are a tall person and you want to use this time to just say to everyone, look, here's the deal. I'm sick of this. So for you, Matt, it's the getting the shoulders and it's the asking for the height.
And the one-upmanship of height, yes.
One-upmanship. Tom, do you ever say, how old are you? Oh, yeah, I'm 5'8". Do you say that? Or...
No.
And they say, oh, I'm 5'9".
I'm 5'10", so.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, you're not. Tom Cruise over here. Matt, thank you. And I appreciate that it's a tough time for you talking about this stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the sensitivity.
Yeah, no worries. Tall people, your chance to use the radio for a PSA from tall people. What are you sick of? What do you want to tell everyone about your experience as a tall person?
133353. Jump on board. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. That ain't bad. Rat Cat, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Monday night. Oh, How Triple M Are You? Very close. Then, Haunted Hotels. Ooh.
Oh, someone gets scared, don't they, Tom?
Yeah, I stayed in a haunted hotel on the weekend. I'll tell you about that pretty soon.
You big adult, still getting scared? What the hell, mate?
No, just let me be...
Let me get scared. Doing a PSA for tall people here. Well...
PSA.
Rather a PSA from tall people.
Yeah, nice.
Look, Tom, this could become a regular segment, buddy.
Never say it could become regular before you do it.
Well, we've done it.
That's what radio rules.
It's already here.
Mate, have you not heard Sam Kavanagh on Game Changers?
Hamish and Andy's producer?
Yeah, never say it's a benchmark before it's a benchmark.
I'm just really confident this one could be a good benchmark. It's like a PSA from a certain interest group in society. You could do PSA from...
Which one are you going to choose? Which minority do you want to choose?
Blonde people. Short people. People dating Trump supporters. Which is true, by the way. Yeah. Check out the podcast to hear Tom dating a Trump supporter.
Catch up by the Triple M app, I would have said. Hey, Lockie.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good,
Lockie,
mate.
You're a tall person.
Yeah, I'm working at a toy store and I can be 10 metres down the other end of the store and I'll have someone yell out and ask me to come up and pull something off the top shelf for them.
Oh, mate.
Oh, no.
Just getting abused.
I've got
stuff
to do as well, you know.
You've got stuff to get to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, but what do you, I mean, you work at the toy store.
Yeah, so I've kind of got to just go with it. Otherwise, maybe I could pretend I didn't hear him or something like that.
Yeah, because it's your job, mate. It's actually your job, Lockie. Yeah.
Lockie, can you relate to my friend Matt, who was before was saying that, you know, going to festivals or gigs and stuff, you just can't help but be a pain in the ass being away?
Yeah, I try not to go anymore. Or if you do, go nowhere near the front, pretty much. That's rule of thumb.
It's hard, isn't it?
How tall are you, Lockie?
I'm 6'5", so not as tall as your mate.
Oh, yeah, because I got a mate that's 6'9",
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm 6'10", I mean, I'm 6'10".
Yeah, okay.
Very good. Nice. I'm guessing Corey's 6'11" here. How tall are you, Corey?
I'm only 6'3".
Okay, got a mate who's 6'4".
Yeah, I've got a mate who's 6'9".
No, we're just doing gags, Corey. So the chance here is a PSA to everyone. What do you want to say to people who have to deal with your tallness?
People that have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, what do you want to say? This is your chance on the radio.
It's your one shot, mate. Don't screw it up.
The brief
I've got a complaint about being tall.
Okay.
Living in a family full of smaller people,
yeah.
You got to have a shower and the shower head's at your chest height. You got to adjust it every time.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, nice and punchy.
Pain in the ass. Good stuff, Corey. All right, Justin, what is your tall person PSA? What's your message?
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Good, mate. That's
good, Justin.
Good. Yeah, so every tall person out there knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. So like, when I'm walking down the street, right, there's always spiders in the webs, and they, like, adjust their height for a standard human size.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I swear to God, every single time I'm walking down the street, I'm walking.
You're walking into cobwebs?
Yeah, like, dead set, like, at least 10. Yeah. If I'm walking like 2Ks.
Jeez. So if you could say something to the spiders out there, what would you say? What's your message? What's your PSA?
I'll tell them to piss off.
Heard it here first. Spiders piss off.
From Justin, the tall guy.
Nice. Good stuff. Good PSA there, I reckon, Ollie.
Tom, up next, how Triple M are you?
Yeah,
do you want to get a punter to challenge you on the phone now?
You know what? I'd prefer no one call up on 133353 to play this because you won't beat me at being able to guess Triple M music. I am the king of this game.
So no one call up? I see what you're doing. You want someone to call up right now, 133353 versus Tom in how Triple M are you?
Don't bother.
It's your chance to get him out of a job, for one.
There's no way you'll be able to win this game. There's no way you'll be able to win the coveted Triple M limited edition T-shirt. So don't call on 133353.
You've got to be in it to win it. It's a musical challenge. If you can name a certain number of bands and their songs, you might be able to beat Tom in how Triple M are you?
133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. This one's Bohemian Rhapsody Queen.
Shush.
Sorry. It's Bohemian Rhapsody. It's Queen. Good one for Monday. Good one for a toilet break. Didn't go, though. Unfortunately.
Should have gone, Tom.
Should have gone. Hey, it's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine not far away. Of course, this cricket scandal, the balls tampering. We're going to talk ball tampering in Naughty After Nine, but not as how you'd expect.
that doesn't really make sense, but anyway.
Good try, Tom.
Hang on. Let's get into this one, I reckon, Ollie.
Let's do it now. Am I pressing the buttons? Yes, I am.
Sure.
Tom and Ollie's how Triple M are you?
Great.
Was that button correct? Yes, it was. Good start from me. Tom, we're playing how Triple M are you? And it's your chance on the line right now to verse Tom in a game of musical knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, it's fair to say you have a sketchy understanding of Triple M's music. No, in fact, the brand as a whole.
No, that's not true.
You don't play sport. Yep.
I'm not a token hire. Well, time you say it.
No, I said it once, but I stand by it. There's an element of tokenism to your hire.
Just because I'm a gay doesn't mean I got us this job.
Well, I'm grateful either way. So 133353 is how you get involved. We've already got James on the line. And James, getting a bit nervous, mate, because you're about to play How Triple M Are You?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yes, good, James. Good, yeah. I could have led you in better there, but you feeling nervous?
Yeah, it was a bit. Tom's a pretty tough competitor. What do you say, Tom?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at the music, mate. James, how long have you been listening to Triple M for?
Oh, many years, mate. I used to listen to it with my dad in the car as a young boy, and now I'm a grown adult, and I've got kids of my own, and I basically let them listen to Triple M too.
Same. So. All right. Good stuff. Yeah. Don't give him the Triple M whisper. He hasn't earned that yet.
All right, boys. Your names are your buzzers. He's doing his own whisper. Good, James. Yeah. Now, your names are your buzzers. I need the song title and artist.
Are you going to score this week, Ollie, or what's going to happen
I
there?
I have decided that I will score.
Oh, that's good. You're going to write it down because last time you did it out of your head and you forgot.
So. I was going to score with my head, but I will now use pen and paper.
I'll do backup scoring as well.
Like some kind of traditionalist. I don't know why you're a traditionalist.
Let's get into it.
Progressive. All right. Here we go. Song number one, boys.
Tom. Truly, Madly, Deeply by Polish Club. Boom.
Oh, you got that.
That was quick.
Obviously, cover there. A cover from Formation Guys.
No,
Savage Garden.
Savage Garden.
All right, boys. It's not me. It's about you guys. Here we go. Song number two.
Obviously.
With or without you.
James, that was...
With or without you, who is it? With or without you.
I know it.
I know the
short,
song, but...
Short band name.
I know it.
Two letters.
No, well, don't give him hints.
You too, that's it.
You need to stop.
Legend.
Tom, what do you want to say?
I love you, Ollie.
I said you need to stop giving hints.
All right, 1-1 is the score. So, James, mate, you're doing well, but keep your head above water. Here we go. Song number three.
Tom,
I heard James there. James,
I know I'm not a big fan of Green Day, but I know it's Green Day, and it's Revolution Radio.
Tom, Matt, you've met your match here.
Damn it, I knew that one as well. I'm so annoyed.
I'm scoring here, and I believe it's 2-1 to James, Tom. So you could be out of a job if James gets this correct. You cannot win, Tom. Here we go. Okay. Song number four.
Yeah,
bit of a grunge hit.
I know it.
You don't know it.
I know it too.
Nah. James knows it. You don't know it. Everyone's having a good dance.
I don't know it, boys. Come on, Ollie.
Three,
give me an easy
two.
One. I know the song, but I don't know
Tom? Five, four, three.
I don't know it.
Two.
No, we don't know it. So I could level
None
it here.
Good singing, though. That was Joy Division, boys.
Joy Division!
Love will tear us apart.
The
start
I knew it.
Does stand a bit like The Who.
Yeah, it does.
There's a bit of that
it?
Same jangling, guitar.
All right, well, it's been going for 4 minutes 30, so maybe let's keep that kind
okay,
of stuff
Okay, well,
to a
you're
minimum.
Losing, so I don't get bitter. My friend, here we go.
This is to tie it.
This is to, well, for you to tie, for James to win. Here we go.
Tom.
Yes.
Spider-Bait, Black Betty.
Damn it.
Boom.
That's for you, Tom.
Boom. Are we going to a tiebreaker?
We are going to a tiebreaker.
Okay, boom.
Luckily, I have one prepared. You're welcome. Very organized.
Thanks, Ollie.
Oh, shut up,
Have James. I got a song prepared? Yes, I do. All right, here we go. The final song to decide whether James takes your job, Tom, as Triple M announcer.
Tom,
was that your buzzer, James?
James.
No.
It's the Cranberries.
No.
Yep.
And All My Life, I Think It's Dreams.
Oh, no.
Yes. Got it. Tom,
yes.
I've
heard
stuck.
That song everywhere recently. Oh.
Okay. Thanks, mate. James, man, well done.
Thank you.
You're a real hit. Tom,
I am
got?
A real.
What do you want to say for yourself, Tom?
Hit.
Look, James, well done, mate. Do you want to come to our comedy festival show?
Heck yeah.
Okay, all right. Great. Well, get in touch.
Buy tickets online at comedyfestival.com.
We're doing our own credit line. Search Tom and Ollie at comedyfestival.com.au. Well done, James.
Free tickets for James, a t-shirt from Triple M, and you get a job. Tom, pack your bags. Get out of here,
okay.
mate.
Okay, Haunted Hotel's up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, Ollie, guess what? On the weekend, I was up in a town called, or down, depending on where you are in the country, in a town called Beechworth.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Which is quite haunted.
The whole town is haunted.
The whole town is haunted.
I've been there. It seems lovely.
I went to the Beechworth Honey Factory and I said, oh, I'm staying at this place. And she's like, oh, that's a haunted place.
Did you go to the Beechworth Bakery? Famous
I
chain.
Did.
Bakery chain. Was that haunted as well?
Got a bee sting. The bee sting was haunted. Cream flying everywhere. Oh, no, that was just my Saturday night.
Oh, wow. It's 8:45.
Oh, well, I'm just saying that I bought, got a bee sting. There was cream flying everywhere.
Did
it's
it
a
hurt
haunted bee sting.
Your wallet.
Here's the deal. Yeah. Because this town is haunted, up next I'm going to tell you about the haunted things that happened to me in the hotel. That's right. A haunted hotel.
Oh, my God. I've got to hear this.
Which is what I'm wanting for you on 133353. Haunted hotels. I'll take accommodation. I'll take homestays. I'll take Airbnbs.
I'll take motels.
Motels.
Haunted motels.
I'll take a haunted motor in. 133353.
Haunted camping experience.
Haunted hotels, etc., etc., etc. 133353. Where were you staying that was haunted? Motor ins. 133353. Dominantly, triple it. Sky's a neighborhood. Fooey's. Triple M's. Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not far away. How were your balls tampered with? We were talking about how hard we're hitting the balls.
Yep.
We're talking about it with the whole Steve Smith ball tampering.
Doing stuff differently.
Haunted
Tom.
Hotels! Yeah. If that hasn't grabbed your attention, then I don't know what will. It's crazy stuff, Ollie. I was up or down in a town called Beechworth on the weekend.
Yes, you were, with your homeless boyfriend.
No.
You found out he's a Trump supporter. Does that feature in the hauntedness of the house?
I couldn't believe it!
He's a Trump supporter!
No, no.
He hates Mexicans. Get him out of here.
He doesn't hate Mexicans.
He hates all immigrants. I'm sorry.
No, shut up. No, he just voted for Trump. He's American. That's not what was scary, Ollie. I was staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
That's not what was scary either.
No.
The hotel itself was haunted, Ollie.
Was it?
Get this. And by the way, I want your haunted hotels on 133353.
Now, just to expectation manage here, Tom, you know I don't really get into haunted stuff. It's not my thing. I'm not going to be like, whoa.
No. But wait until you hear this, Ollie. In the middle of the night, I heard someone vomiting.
Yeah, because you're at a beer festival. Of course someone's vomiting.
Oh, that was a person?
Why would you assume it's a ghost?
Nah, how about this, though?
Is that it?
No, that's not it. But yes, someone was vomiting in the middle of the night.
That's not haunted.
I was scared, though. No,
that's a hotel.
But they were, like, crying out and, like, ugh. So that's, it could have been a ghost.
Well, that's haunted.
But both me and Seth, this dude I've been seeing, we both felt something in the room. Get this.
Oh, okay.
When we got back to the room after being out all day, on the bed was
towels and soap.
Did you just yawn? Did you just yawn?
Yeah, I did. Towels and soap?
No.
What was in the bed, mate? Because
there was a
going
wet,
nowhere.
There was a wet patch on the bed.
And you guys had come back at lunchtime, hadn't you?
No, it was...
For a bit of a session?
No, but it wasn't that. There was a wet patch on the bed. We couldn't explain how it got there. It wasn't leaking from the roof because that night there was heavy rain as well and I didn't get wet on. From the roof. So someone put a wet patch on the bed. Oh, ever, that could have been louder.
Ever heard of Occam's razor, Tom? Occam's razor?
No, I haven't. And I don't want to.
The most likely outcome or reason or explanation is the most probable one.
Mate.
And that is, you caused the wet patch.
Mate, I went to the Beechworth Honey Factory. They told me that where I was staying was haunted. Luke, you've stayed at some haunted hotels in your time.
Yeah, I was up in Queensland. It wasn't as haunted as it could have been, but it was scary and creepy.
Was it a wet patch?
No, hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
It was. I got up in the middle of the night, and it was the owner's house. It was an Airbnb thing. We weren't aware of how the setup was.
Yeah.
But we were basically staying in someone's spare room, which we got there, and the house was a little bit creepy, and then I just sort of went along with it. Then our baby, our son, he was only a baby. We'd been 3 or 4 months old, and I had to get up in the middle of the night and get him a bottle.
Yeah.
And as I walked into the kitchen with the bottle half asleep, I sort of looked up and this old man would have been about 60, well, say 50 and 60.
Oh my God.
Just in his underwear staring at me.
Oh my God, that's hot.
And I've sort of gone, well, this is a little bit creepy, isn't it? And I'm sort of trying to speak to him and get him to say something.
Yeah.
But nothing coming out of me. It was this, honestly, as if he was asleep, just staring at me.
Yeah.
And he basically was looking through me just about.
Yeah.
And, he lived there.
He lived there, yeah.
Yeah, he was the owner, which I actually hadn't met until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Wow. The owner was a ghost.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Well, it seems about that.
Yeah. Hang on, so was the accommodation haunted? Or was that just an actual? Was that the actual just owner standing there creepy?
Yeah, well, that's it. But I was trying to speak to him, get him to say something, but nothing was coming out. It was. It was honestly the worst.
That's what you get, Tom. That is what you get when you ask people for haunted accommodation.
No.
You D-head. It was a spooky man. Or was it a spooky wet patch?
Ollie, trust me. Haunted hotels, they're out there. I'll also take motor-ins. I'll take Airbnbs. I'll take any type of home. Just give us your haunted houses. I could have said haunted houses.
What, like Luke's?
No, well, Luke's was just an old man that couldn't speak. I want some haunted stories. Surely you can do better than that. 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Haunted Hotels.
Development.
Oh, a double play. Nice. Californication. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Before that, Walls. Flowers.
Walls.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine. Not far away.
Oh, it's so close, Tom. Before we get there, though, just a question for you. How would you handle this situation? I mean, how would anyone handle this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my girlfriend on Sunday morning get up. It's kind of our day to see each other and we have breakfast. Right, we go to a cafe. We go to a cafe, sit down. It's kind of busy, but like, you know, it's almost full, but it's not even full. It's like three quarters full.
Yeah.
We order a coffee each.
Oh, do you order a three quarter full coffee as well?
Yeah, I order a three quarter latte. Oh. Less milk for them to prepare. So in theory, easy for them.
Okay.
So mate, it gets to about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
No coffee has arrived. We've also ordered food. No food's arrived. That's okay, but, you know, 20 minutes, no coffee.
Yeah, you need your coffee. Coffee always has to come before food as well.
Well, of course, and it should take 5 minutes.
Unless it's a busy day, 10. It'll take 10.
Well, it was 20 minutes, right? I waited 25 minutes,
oh my God.
And then I thought, I'm going to check.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm just going to go, hang on, sorry. Hey, we ordered coffee. Haven't got him yet. She's like, bit sassy. She's like, yeah, I've checked in the system. The coffees are there, which is quite busy. I'm like, okay. All right. Well, if you say so, you're the boss, apparently. You're not the boss, but you work there. it gets to 30 minutes. It gets to 35. It gets to 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
It is 40 minutes.
It's 40 minutes.
And me and Sarah are sitting at a cafe going, we've ordered a coffee each and some food, but the food, like, just get me the coffee. Like, I'm hanging out. It's 12:30. I need a coffee.
It's 12:30. He needs a coffee.
It gets to 45 minutes
where
I go, this is actually insane. And other customers are looking at me going, we're in the same boat. They're going, this is F-U-K-K-E-D.
I know what's happened. I know what's happened here, Ollie.
It was a big play prank, was it?
Was it a prank?
I went up to the barista, who was also had a boss next
to him.
There's
a camera over there. There's a camera over there. There's a camera over there.
No, I wish there was cameras. They just said, sorry, our bad. It's coming right over. It's like, it's been 45 minutes, mate. I want them for free.
It's ridiculous.
And they said, fair enough. And they were free.
Great. Naughty Afternoon up next. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.